Today is March 11th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have a packed show for you today, diving into some exciting developments in the GPU landscape, including innovations in the Fedora project that could impact AMD users, and some intriguing rumors about NVIDIA's upcoming RTX 5050. Let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. Fedora's new technology innovation lifecycle proposal. The Fedora project is evaluating a new approach to foster experimental concepts and innovations, potentially influencing AMD's development environment. 2. Rumored NVIDIA RTX 5050 specifications. Speculations around the RTX 5050 suggest an upgrade to GDDR7 memory and an increase in VRAM, which could impact the entry-level market dynamics. Deep dive on news items. Fedora's innovation lifecycle proposal. First up, let's talk about the Fedora project's new proposal for a technology innovation lifecycle process. This initiative, spearheaded by Fedora project leader Jeff Spoleta, aims to create a structured pathway for experimental technologies. The proposal is particularly significant because it encourages innovation without the immediate pressure of integration into the main Fedora distribution. The key takeaway here is that the proposal was inspired during a Red Hat Enterprise Linux 11, RHEL 11, planning meeting. Spoleta emphasized the need for a process that allows for the exploration of new ideas while ensuring they align with Fedora's mission and technical direction. This is crucial for developers who rely on Fedora as a platform for building and testing GPU-related applications, especially in AI and machine learning workloads. The innovation lifecycle will feature explicit gating criteria and review points at various stages, which means developers can experiment with new technologies, assess their feasibility, and determine their sustainability before full integration. This structured approach could lead to more robust support for experimental features that could benefit AMD GPUs and their software ecosystems. For GPU developers and ML engineers, this means a potential increase in tools and frameworks that could be developed in Fedora, specifically tailored to leverage AMD's capabilities. The Fedora community is encouraged to engage in discussions about this proposal, which could shape the future of the platform and potentially influence how AMD optimizes its drivers and software support. Rumored NVIDIA RTX 5050 specifications. Switching gears, let's delve into the rumors surrounding NVIDIA's upcoming RTX 5050 graphics card. According to reports from Tom's Hardware, the RTX 5050 may see a significant upgrade from GDDR6 to GDDR7 memory, along with an increase from 8GB to 9GB of VRAM. This move could make the RTX 5050 a more competitive option for budget gamers, especially as it appears that NVIDIA is recycling silicon from higher-end models to enhance its entry-level offerings. The shift to GDDR7 is particularly noteworthy. This new memory standard operates at higher speeds, 28 GB/s compared to GDDR6's 20 GB/s, and while the RTX 5050 will reportedly have a narrower 96-bit memory interface, the faster GDDR7 could still provide a 5% increase in memory bandwidth. This is crucial for running demanding applications, especially those utilizing DLSS, deep learning supersampling, and MFG, multi-frame generation, technologies, which are becoming increasingly prevalent in modern gaming. The rumored specifications suggest that the RTX 5050 will utilize a different die than its predecessor, with the potential to leverage the GB26 die found in higher-end models. This strategy of repurposing silicon is common in the semiconductor industry, allowing manufacturers to maximize yield and minimize waste. For developers working with AMD GPUs, the implications of NVIDIA's updates are multifaceted. If the RTX 5050 indeed offers better performance for budget-conscious gamers, it may push AMD to respond with competitive entry-level options, enhancing their Radeon lineup. Additionally, the increased VRAM could lead to greater adoption of DLSS and MFG technologies, which AMD might need to address with its own upscaling solutions. Closing thought, as we look forward, the developments in the Fedora project could herald a new era of innovation for AMD developers, fostering an environment ripe for experimentation and growth. Meanwhile, the rumored upgrades to NVIDIA's RTX 5050 could shift the dynamics in the budget GPU market, prompting AMD to innovate further in response. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor these developments and their implications for the GPU landscape. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your AMD technologies.